My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Here we go into the 4 o'clock hour. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Also, you can enjoy on YouTube. Join the chat. Search for 97.3 The Fan and watch the program on YouTube every single day. We're on till 6 o'clock. Then Scraby and the Chronicles take over after that. Tomorrow, Tony Gwynn Jr. leaves for spring training, and he'll be joining us in and out the show tomorrow. But tomorrow at noon, make a note of it, we are carrying the very first spring training game. The Dodgers and the Padres going at it. Tomorrow afternoon, I think the first pitch is scheduled for 12:10. But if I were you, I would tune in right at noon so you don't miss the return to the airwaves of our friends Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
I have my tablet. For my scorecard. I totally forgot that.
Oh, I had moved away. You don't have to keep score anymore.
That's right.
You've got the newfangled. I don't even know how to describe it, but your scorecard is the nicest looking baseball scoring thing I've ever seen, and it files away every game, right?
It does.
Keeps a record of them for you.
It does. If I can get it up here, I'm gonna show the folks on YouTube.
Have Scraby take a picture of it. Maybe he can tweet it out. But yeah, scorekeeping has never been a prettier art than it is now, thanks to this Major League Baseball scoring app.
I'm not actually going to put Tony's computer thing down, but me personally, I would want to have those books for the rest of time.
Yeah, until you have about 4 years of them stacked up. Yeah, that's why I moved away from them.
I figured.
Because somebody like myself, I have a little hoarding in me. And so
that's where I'm at.
I still have the books that I've used through the first 3-4 years, and I can't throw them away. I just can't. And so I knew myself, if I just kept going this way, I'd have a stack of books.
And those 4 years' worth of books have a lot of erasers and pen marks.
Yes, they don't look as clean.
Wrinkled pages.
Memories.
That is all.
Memories.
Like turning a page and getting a paper cut. Yeah. Someone's asking, what is this called, Tony? Can someone download this, or is this a broadcaster thing?
No, I actually had some of the guys at the tech guys for the Padres. We took a scorecard, kind of changed it up a little bit to my liking, and then we had to download an app. It was a Good Notes, I believe, is the app. But then they found a way to get the card
on
there,
goodness,
and so
really?
Now, bada bing, bada boom.
It's pretty
crazy.
Incredible the way he is able to keep score now. There's no question. There's a look at it on YouTube.
They can't.
If you're watching
there it is.
Proceeding. Hang on.
Trying to
see.
Find your face, the AI.
Let me
the
see.
Camera.
Well, you're not really pointing it.
Well, there it is.
There you go.
It's turning for me. There you go.
There you go. All right.
Boom.
That is cool, though.
And it saves everything for you. And if you make a mistake, You have no problem erasing it and writing a new score.
You know, what gets interesting, obviously, in these spring training games is there's a lot of bodies coming in. So we'll figure it out. Haven't done that yet. Haven't used this for a spring training game. So
gotcha.
We'll
see. All right. Tomorrow, make a note of it. Spring training game number one right here on 97.3 The Fan. Make a note of this. Later in the show, 2 hours away, we are going to give away a pair of tickets to a Padres spring training game. And if you win those, you'll be qualified for a trip to Peoria to see a Padres spring training game. More information on how you can do that coming up in the final 2 hours of the show. Before we get to Chris versus the Fans, Lori Ello, for whatever reason last night, was reading Tony Gwynn's Wikipedia page.
Wait, the OG or me?
The OG.
Okay.
The original gangsta, Tony Gwynn's Wikipedia page.
Good job, Chris.
And she came across a note, and she goes, well, I'm sure you know this. And she read me the note, and I did not know it. So I'm sharing this with everybody, because it's a good one. Did you all know that Tony Gwynn Sr. got his first hit in the major leagues on July 19th, 1982?
Yes.
A lot of you knew that. Did you also know that his son, Tony Gwynn Jr., got his first major league hit also on July 19th?
Whoa, that is crazy.
24 years later, your first hit was against?
Brian Wilson.
A?
Giant.
And it went for?
Double.
A double.
Oh.
And his dad's first hit went for a double as well off Sid Mangi of the Philadelphia Phillies.
Was this Brian Wilson the closer?
He wasn't the closer at the time. He was the eighth. He was the setup man at the
setup
time.
Guy. Still pretty nasty.
Yeah, no. I also found out that I faced Brian Wilson in the Cape Cod League.
You hadn't known that.
Well, no
because
idea.
His beard wasn't there
well,
yet.
Yeah, he was clean shaven at that point. But I had a buddy, Chris Dickerson, who also played in the big leagues, reach out to me. He said, do you remember Brian Wilson? And when he said Brian Wilson, I just wasn't thinking of that Brian Wilson. I was like, who is Brian Wilson? Who is that? And it's... He's funny. He sent me a picture of Brian Wilson, warming him. I was like, oh, that Brian Wilson. Yeah. Had no idea he was in a Cape Cod with us.
I thought that was a great note. Yeah. Thank you to my wife for uncovering that, although anybody could have uncovered it.
I'm not sure if they put that up on the board. I think they might have.
You guys got your hit on the same day.
When I got the hit,
yeah.
I think they put that up on the board in San
Francisco. That's pretty, pretty crazy right there.
Yeah.
Oh, they're saying July 19th should be Tony Gwynn Day.
There's that number again.
Number 19.
Yeah, I know. That's why it spoke to me was the 19.
Yeah.
Question about scoring, real quick, Tony. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. No.
Oh, from Brandon, if an error gets changed, a hit, or vice versa, weeks later, do you go back to that game and correct it?
Unfortunately, I'm a maniac. I do go back.
Wow. That's maniac.
It happened in a Padre game where I think Cronenworth was credited with a hit like. Way later in the season. Oh, no, it was an error. It was an error that they gave or they didn't give to Kim or somebody. And Jesse and I knew, like, this is going to get changed at some point. It took a month or so, but eventually it got changed, and I had to go back.
Went back and
do it.
Interesting. All right, let's play some Chris versus the Fans. You can win some fabulous prizes that we'll tell you about shortly.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, chance for you to qualify for a grand prize. Two nights stay, Westgate Las Vegas. Also, two tickets to see Air Supply. They got a legacy, you know, that spans decades. And Air Supply continues to captivate hearts. Now in their 45th anniversary year, the duo continues to play more than 130 shows a year worldwide. You can join us in celebrating their music and enduring legacy May 31st, June 1st, 2024 at the Westgate International Theater. It's at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
I love the way you asked that question right there. Did you know they have a Lego?
They do.
They need.
I was actually not aware of it until
I
read
this. I don't know
why
that tickled me so much, but I thought that was hilarious.
Because it's pretty funny.
Glad you liked it.
Because it's pretty funny.
The Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino features newly designed premier rooms, part of their $70 million room renovations. That's where you get legendary Vegas fun.
Rules.
The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Thank you, guys. Please tell us before the first question, and you will get that question for free.
Bueno.
Bueno.
Let's get to our first contestant of the afternoon. Eric, come on down.
How are y'all doing?
We're pretty doing good. Well. How about yourself, Eric?
Doing well. Just real quick, so the dude was talking about Padres wanting to go to a game, getting sober.
Oh, yeah.
I did a 90-day reset. I did attend a Padres game, love baseball. Go with your support system.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah,
if you're going to go, have the people there that are supporting you. Be a lot easier. That's what I did. Don't deprive yourself of Padres baseball. You know,
I'm with you.
Make it fun. Enjoy yourself. Go with your support system.
I'm with you.
Good words, Eric. Good words.
And if this person is listening, which I told them we were going to talk about it, but just take some AA friends. Go out there and just be yourself. And if you have to leave, leave. It's not a big deal. I've left many a places because I was uncomfortable. But good stuff, Eric. Thank you for saying that.
All right, let's get to the game. Yep. First question. What color jersey is worn by the winners of each stage of the Tour de France?
Thank you.
Yellow?
Yellow
is
correct. On to question number two. What is the name of the movie about the Boston Red Sox, which features, and he tells us all the time, Don Orsillo?
Fever Pitch?
Yeah.
Did you guys like that movie?
I did.
It was all right.
It was good. I thought it was very good, actually. Jimmy Fallon, right?
So I grew up kind of a Sox fan.
So you should know this one.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good one.
All right.
I like the whole thing where they do the lottery for the season tickets.
That is pretty cool. I would love to have like some friends that like were maniacs about a team. The way his whole group.
You have one friend who's a maniac about a team right over here.
It's a team I don't like, though, so it's different.
What?
It's the 49ers. You're a maniac.
I had to refilm the end because they were expecting the Red Sox to lose. So the end part had to sort of be filmed like on the spot because they were expecting to be like another loss, here comes another season, but they won the World Series. So the part at the end where they go on to win the World Series at the very end, that wasn't actually scripted because they had to do that, not expecting it to happen.
I did hear about that.
Eric giving us insight.
Yeah, here. How about that?
Very good.
Here we go. Question number three. What MLB player holds the record for most RBIs as a shortstop? Shortstop's one word there, buddy.
Is that ever?
Total or like in a season?
Career.
Career. Most career RBIs by a shortstop.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a tough one, I think.
Because guys switch positions. I'm trying to think.
I'm giving Eric extra time because of his great knowledge.
I want to say Cal Ripken Jr., but I feel like that's not right.
You got it! You gave it to
That was so unlikely that you were going to get that. You got it right on.
You took the right tack. You mentioned
because I was like, guys switch positions, but I felt like the guy played, 2 million games at shortstop?
That's why it was a good guess.
Nice
because
job, Aaron.
I think Alex Rodriguez had a lot more RBIs, but he didn't have them all as a shortstop.
No, that's right. He moved
mostly
to third
base.
Very good.
Hang on the line there, Eric.
Well done, Eric. That was one of our better contestants in quite some time. Not only all three questions answered correctly, but a little knowledge drop.
Not only a little knowledge drop, Eric, but it also some great advice for our our sober listeners.
That is true.
Eric, you know, Tony's driving to spring training tomorrow. Do you want to just do the show?
Sorry, really? Put Eric on hold. He's not there.
He's very good. He did a great job. All right, there goes another edition of Chris versus the Fans. Another opportunity. I don't know if we'll get one tomorrow.
I was going
to
ask
you
guys.
Give some
in the
questions
break.
To Adam Klug to read. As a matter of fact,
we might need to
give some questions to Adam Klug. I want to hear him be the question reader tomorrow. Come on,
yes,
Spray. You can do it.
I think Adam Klug should just not show up because you called him a tablecloth.
I didn't call him a tablecloth.
Yes,
I called his shirt a tablecloth. That's a big difference.
It did look like a tablecloth, though.
He
even admitted after looking at
it a little bit. Did you see how hurt he was by it? The only way out of that was to agree and remove himself from the situation. If you want to see Adam Klug's very nice shirt, you can go to @97.3TheFantasy on X.
It's a nice shirt.
It is a nice shirt. I would wear it, and Chris would call it a tablecloth.
I got sad news for Alabama football fans.
On the other side?
Yeah. I think this is really sad. I'm personally taking it to heart.
Man.
Tell you about it
on the other
when
side.
We come back after a check of traffic on Gwen and Chris.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Tony, there are doubts everywhere about the A's because here's the one thing that they have proven themselves adept at: being completely incompetent. I was talking with somebody yesterday, doing a story on expansion, and the A's came up because the A's need to be in place in Las Vegas in order for MLB to expand two more teams, which is looking like it's going to be 2030 or so. But, this person who's been dealing with the A's is like, do they know what they're doing? Like, is this a joke? The whole process has been messed up from the start. Dating back 20 years to them trying to get a stadium in Oakland, failing to do so, and now they're going to go to Vegas, and all of a sudden it's going to be smooth sailing in a city that really hasn't shown a lot of desire to have you. The entire thing from the beginning, Tony, has been a disaster, and if this thing fell apart, it would surprise absolutely nobody.
Now, Jeff wasn't talking to me there. I know you heard him say Tony there at the
yes,
end.
Yes, Jeff Passan.
Jeff Passan was not talking to me. However, He did get off a couple shots there. I mean, those aren't, you can't even classify those as strays. Those are direct shots.
Yes. Nobody knows what they're going to do because they have no idea what they're doing.
First of all, he brings up a bunch of good points because I've heard some of the same things, at least in the baseball circles, like the idea that all of a sudden business is going to be run in a way that is, that lends people to believe that there's a competent businessman on the other end, as Jeff seems kind of laughable at this point. And we already heard from the mayor in Las Vegas. I know she had to backtrack a little bit, but those feelings are being shared,
those are real feelings.
Like. Yeah.
She said we don't want them, and then she kind of had to backtrack a little because there's still a possibility Las Vegas will get them. I don't know. The A's have done a good job in only one area that I can think of, and that's the broadcast booth where they brought Jenny in, and you know they got Dallas Braden there, and you know. But I mean, other than that, I mean, on the field they're a disaster. Off the field they're the worst organization in baseball. And, I think Passan's bringing up a good – Scraby and I are rooting for chaos here.
Yeah,
you are too.
Yeah. I mean, I want expansion.
I would like to see them somehow stay in Oakland under different ownership that, you know, cares about baseball and can find a way to keep them in a city that really loves them. I mean, the A's won, you know, 4 World Series championships. You know, it's hard to believe, but 3 in a row in the 70s and then again under our man La Russa – in 1990 or 89. So, you know, it's not like that is a totally, you know, franchise with no history. They got a history. They just need somebody to help them get back to it.
You're talking about change in ownership. One thing that could get an owner who has no interest in selling off of that game plan is to not let him move where he wants to move and have to stay where he's at.
Right. If he stays in Oakland, no one's going to support that team, right?
Right. I would think not. Would think not. Or maybe it does what ultimately I think everybody wants, is the new stadium to be, you know, opened up in Oakland.
Yes.
They've had a bunch of different renderings, and that has seemingly gone nowhere by the time it's time for both sides to sit down and talk. But I think ideally that's what everybody, if this Vegas thing isn't going to happen, wants to happen.
I would also like to see, you know, Vegas get a baseball team if, you know, it's deemed that Vegas really wants one.
Right, because
team that has a chance to succeed.
Does it feel like Vegas doesn't actually want a team? It kind of feels
I'm
like
not
that.
Sure maybe, they, I don't know if maybe they don't want a team or they don't want this owner.
Right, that's what my other point was going to be, was that
right.
Maybe it's that they are lukewarm on the owner.
I think they are.
Yeah, that's... it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. Remember, they don't have a place to play beyond this year. And
nowhere.
The stadium is going to open in, what is it, 29?
28, I
28?
Believe, if all goes well.
So, yeah, if all
and
goes well.
And all's not going well.
Usually doesn't go well when it comes to construction.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting. I mean, I know Sacramento has reached out in terms of being a place where Oakland could play beyond, you know, 2024.
Keeps them close.
But
it's hot there, though.
It's just, you just see. It just seems like that game plan would have already been taken care of if this was any other team.
But they have no idea. I mean, how do you go into a season? I mean, and how many people are going to actually go to A's games this year in Oakland?
It's hard to imagine.
Hard to imagine. Too many.
Yeah.
Here's my reasoning why Alabama fans are sad today. The Crimson Tide announcing that they're replacing their football broadcaster of 35 years, Eli Gold, has been told he will not be coming back as a member of the Alabama football broadcast crew. All he's done is call 7 national championship games, 11 Southeastern Conference titles, and 35 bowl games. Eli Gold, I believe, is a legend in Alabama. He told AL.com that he has no plans to retire. He also says that none of this, and he says it's capital N-O-T, not at all health related.
He wanted to make that point
clear. Everything's wonderful. Yes, I'm healthy as a horse. So at least in his mind, the notion that they're getting rid of him because he's quote, lost his fastball as a broadcaster.
Wait, is that what they said? I'm sorry.
No, they didn't say that. Oh, okay. That's a term.
Yeah.
That's a term.
No, I know.
But I'm assuming, you know, I think if you look at a guy and you say, well, he's 70 years old, they're taking him out as a broadcaster, maybe they're saying, they're kind of intimating that he's lost his fastball. He's making it clear that he doesn't feel that that's the case. Anyway, they've got a new guy that's going to replace him. His name is Chris Stewart. I wish him the best. It's very difficult stepping in for a legend, especially when maybe the school or Crimson Tide Sports Network wants to make a change, but I doubt that the fans wanted one.
I have a question about, like, making a change.
Mm-hmm.
When did it become, like, you can't decide who broadcasts for you anymore? Because that's what they're doing, right? They're saying that they don't want him to broadcast for them anymore. They want a new guy. But why, like, guys like, I guess, throughout the country, play-by-play guys who are being let go are always mad about it. It's like
they're allowed to be mad about it.
I get why they're mad about it, but what
I'm trying to say, he's been doing it for half of his life.
What I'm trying to say,
I feel like, you know, as I get a little older,
you can move on as a company.
But
nobody's saying that you can't.
Yes, you can, but that doesn't mean that people, especially I think in this guy's position, Eli Gold's position, I get a little older, you start thinking about, you know, how old are you going to be before somebody says, we no longer want you? And a lot of people who are told that feel like they're very capable of continuing to do the job they're being replaced for.
I don't think anybody is saying teams or whoever can't hire who they want to.
Sure.
The conversation is coming from the people who are being let go. And my guess is there going to be a bunch of Alabama fans who, you know, are crazy about seeing him go. Now, I'm sure there's also a segment.
Probably a few didn't like him, and they're happy they're making
100%.
A change.
I don't think this is like, teams are now not allowed to hire who they want. I think nowadays what happens when you fire somebody, there's platforms out there for them to let you know, I'm not happy about this.
And I understand that,
so,
for sure.
You know, I can't be. How long has he been doing it, Chris?
35.
That's a long time,
half
man.
His life. He's 70. He's 35 for 35 on bowl games. He's 7 national championships. I mean, he's a broadcaster, but he's been through some pretty good times.
Yeah.
At Alabama.
I wonder if he was a Nick Saban guy.
Well, I can't imagine he Nick, wasn't. Though, right? He was there before say, Nick, oh, but sure, I can't imagine Nick. Yeah, Nick hated him. Can you imagine him staying around under those circumstances?
Like, he aired, and so the school's like, this is our chance to get his guy out, but it didn't work that way.
No, I don't think so. Unless you got something, I'll give away those Padre tickets.
Have it.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Padre tickets to spring training. Scraby, I don't have a read with me here on today's sheet.
That would be unfortunate.
So I can't make this up. I just know that we are giving away some Padre tickets to spring training.
Stall, I got it for you. Stall.
All right. Well, what we'll do is I'll give you a trivia question. If you call in now, you're going to not be chosen.
I got it.
So wait until the question is asked. Before you call in to answer it.
Locking the phone line.
833-288-0973. But like I said, if you call now, you're going to have no chance of winning, so don't waste your time. And when you call in, have an answer ready. Don't go, what was the question, Scraby? Because he really doesn't like that.
He's not a fan.
You want to read the...
Yeah, so if you call in right now and you are selected... And you win. You will win a pair of tickets to see your home team in a spring training game at Peoria Sports Complex, and you're qualified for the grand prize. Flyaway trip for two, including spring training tickets, a Southwest gift card, and a one-night hotel stay made possible by Peoria Sports Complex. Visit PeoriaBaseball.com.
All right, again, wait until the question has been asked before you start dialing in. The first person with the correct answer will win. As you might imagine, the all-time record for most triples in one season by a San Diego Padre is held by Tony's dad. He holds almost all of the records, so that's not surprising. Tony's dad had 13 triples in 1987. What former Padre matched that number of triples and co-holds the record with Tony's dad? All right.
Can you give him the year?
Huh?
Sorry, can you give him the year?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
You don't get the year.
Sorry. What former Padre matched Tony's dad with a total of 13 triples in one season to share the club record? First person with the correct answer, 833-288-0973. As Tony likes to say, go. Brandon scores the Padres spring training tickets. Well done, Brandon. He said he knew this one. He said it was just ingrained in his head.
Listening to the Padres broadcast.
Hey, did you mention it? Do you recall ever mentioning it?
The TV broadcast. Yeah. Mud is obsessed with triples.
He loves triples. You had 23 triples, by the way. I just looked this up. Not bad.
Michael Jordan triple.
Yeah, you had Michael Jordan amount of triples. Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, is the guy who co-holds the Padre single season record with Tony's dad, 13 apiece. You had six was your high water mark.
Yeah.
Mr. Junior.
Yeah.
That was with the Padres 1 year, and also you did that with the hated Dodgers.
Oh, I'm seeing a bunch of people in the chat. Answer my call. I'm sorry, I didn't look at the chat.
Well, we can't answer your call. We already had a winner.
Yep.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. All right. 4:39 is the time. It's Chris. It's Tony. It's Scraby. It's Gwen and Chris. It's 97.3 The Fan. Still to come in the 5 o'clock hour. Tony and I discuss the retirement that was announced earlier today by Eric Hosmer. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But right now, Scraby will get mad if I don't check traffic and go to his Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. While you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, you can see what you missed and click to listen on demand. Missed a guest, feature, or if something crazy that happened from earlier, we've got you covered. Oh. Download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today to get started. I also put some really thoughtful captions on our chapters as well, so you can go over and see that.
Number five.
Let's start with you, Darvish, and something I saw online earlier. I was looking for some Big Five stuff this morning, and in my searching, I saw this title from a Dodgers fan website, and the title of the article was this. Quote, "You, Darvish's comments already prove the Dodgers are in the Padres' heads." End quote. So naturally, I clicked on it to see what was written, see what you said to get into the Dodgers to get in his head. And then I had to click on another news source because the Dodger site didn't really give me anything. But I found this quote on the other news source. Quote, "Things are getting even..." This is you, Darvish. "Things are getting even more exciting with the Dodgers signing of Ohtani and Yamamoto. We want to outperform them as much as possible." End quote. Chris, do you think...
Was this a Dodger fan that had the original quote that got you looking at this article?
It was a Dodgers fan website.
Website, okay.
Chris, do you think this signals the Dodgers being in the Padres' heads?
Scared to death. I mean, you, Darvish, didn't say anything like that. He just said that it's interesting that Yamamoto and Ohtani may play in the games in Korea.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the Dodgers being in the Padres' head? The reason the Dodgers would be in the Padres' head is not because of anything Darvish said. The reason they might be in their head is because they've won about 90% of the regular season games over the last 3 years. You know, yeah. Padres got that playoff, and we all love and cherish it. But, yeah, they might be in their heads a little just because they've beaten them so often. I mean, that I think that would be natural. I don't think there's any... You know, of course, a Dodger fan's going to make a big deal out of it.
I was about to say, I mean, they're going to say, you could say the sky is blue, and they'd be like, ah, the Dodgers are in your head.
You're thinking about blue.
There's a Dodger blue up there.
Yeah, I mean, these are Dodger fans' websites. Why do you go to these things?
why are you on this?
Get out of there.
I'm telling you, when I go through my news on my phone, it always pops up with something like that, like just stupid stuff on my Google News.
Yeah, well, you just said it was stupid, so move on from it.
Jeez.
And away from it.
My goodness.
Well,
I think the Dodgers are in your head, Chris, because you're very angry about this.
Fair point.
All right.
I'm feeling rather blue today.
Okay.
Oh, the Dodgers are in your head.
Yes, they are. Damn right.
Four.
At least we don't have to wear those baseball pants. That's all I
care sheer,
about.
The sheer pants?
Yes, I also got a text message from someone. It's becoming hilarious how many people are making fun of these pants. All right, Diamondbacks, they just went to the World Series. Ken Kendrick, their owner, is now putting down the gauntlet to the city of Phoenix. Here is Ken Kendrick talking about the future of the Diamondbacks in Arizona.
Well, we aren't having those conversations. There are opportunities available. You know, there are other cities that would covet having Major League Baseball. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, speaking out of school to say that. And those names are prominent cities that would love to have a Major League team. We're not in dialogue with those communities, but, you know, we are aware of what is going on. There is likely to be, in time, an expansion of our sport to a couple of additional cities. Cities are letting MLB know their interest. Their interest in getting a team is specific. They would be happy with a brand new franchise, but they would certainly be very happy, you know, with, frankly, a successful existing franchise. It's not where we are spending time or energy.
All right, I've heard enough of Ken Kendrick. By the way, if you were to say, what does an MLB owner look like? It's Ken Kendrick. Just look up a picture of him. Every owner looks like that. Also, except for the Padres owner, because he doesn't. No, honestly, he doesn't. But the X account for the Diamondbacks is also one of the most high school things I've ever seen. It's at @PHNX_DBacks. Like, come on, people. Get a real account. All right, so with that all said,
I hung up on their account name.
Tony, is this... what's the word I'm looking for? Are these shakedown attempts going to work for these teams?
This is a negotiation, and this is, you know, par for the course. This is... It's funny, right? Because they were asking for... Mr. Kendrick was asking for a stadium last year. Like,
they just got a stadium like 20 years ago, right?
It's been a little longer than 20.
I'm going to look it up. Chase Field?
No, it's about 20. You're about right. About right. A little over 20. Either way, according to him, the stadium is not up to par. And I will say, they used to have this kind of cool scoreboard thing that was up in the right left field corner. Okay. They completely don't even use that anymore. Like, it's just up there. Some of the light bulbs work, some of them don't.
1998.
And you would think that getting to a World Series may, you know, that usually was like plan A. Get to a World Series if you want a stadium. But it doesn't seem like that is moving in that direction at all right now in Arizona. And it brings up an interesting case for Major League Baseball. They want to expand two teams, but Arizona moving to one of those cities isn't expansion, it's just a relocation. So now, if they were to move out of Arizona, are you putting another team back there? Or are you going to one of the many cities? I know Salt Lake City is building a nice facility. They want to bring a baseball team there. I think Major League Baseball is going to have some decisions to make here. Not even discounting the A's situation that is not even fully clear yet. But I think this is par for the course, man. What was your actual question?
Are these shakedown attempts going to work?
I don't know. In today's climate, they may not.
Yeah. Matt says that it's a dump. I've never been there, so I don't
know.
It's
not the best.
Really?
Matt, I didn't want to say it, but Matt's already said it for me.
Wow.
It's not
state of the art.
No. It's not even whatever below state of the art is.
Take care of your stadium
has had issues for a while, not just from a viewing standpoint. They had so many issues with the grass from the time they built that stadium, which is why 2 years ago they finally decided to move to the synthetic stuff. And I don't know, I can see why people call it a dump. Chris, I enjoyed playing baseball in that stadium,
though. Well, you also played when it was new. I guess 26 years is a long time for a stadium, but not long.
It wasn't brand new when I was playing in it.
2008?
2010? 2011? 2012?
It's only 13? Like 13, 14 years
14?
Old.
14?
All right, jeez. I called Tony old and he didn't like it. Chris, are these shakedown attempts by owners going to work?
I'm going to call Ken Kendrick old. He's 80 years old. So if you're the Phoenix area and you don't like his, quote, shakedown attempt, be patient.
Did that just happen?
Be patient. All right. Look, it's easy for me to say this because it's not my city, but it bothers me when a billionaire starts claiming that he can't, you know, afford a new stadium.
Can't you put like a different person out front to say this stuff for you?
Right. It just doesn't look good.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't. He's a billionaire. He's, you know, been owner of the managing general partner of the team for 20 years. Sure, he's made more money than he'll ever know what to do with or ever need at this point of his life. So
I'm
not a big fan of these shakedown attempts, but I do think that Tony's right. There's a negotiation that has to take place, and this is part of it.
I guess I have a solution for them. They could take all the money that they make on the beer sales that they extended and put that back into stadium improvements. So there you go. They were one of those teams, Chris.
Number three.
Let's go to football for a second. Let's talk about Justin Fields and his future, because he did the whole thing where he unfollows the team he plays for on Instagram, and then when Fields was broached about the subject, he initially responded with a joke. He said, "Why do people take social media so serious?" But then he ended up going on and saying, quote, "I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollowed the Bears and the NFL. I'm not trying to have football on my timeline. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to see no football."
I heard
end
that.
Quote. So, Chris, you are up on this one. As an athlete, does unfollowing your employer open you up to questions?
I guess it does, because you're asking the question.
So. I think it's a pretty simple thing for these guys. You unfollow your employer. Yeah, what's going on?
I don't really know why you would do it. There's really no need. You can still follow them and just not look at all this stuff. It's a much easier way to do it. It doesn't open you up to as much scrutiny. I just think the Bears are making a big mistake if that's what they want to do. I would keep this guy, and I would trade down, and I would get Marvin Harrison, and I'd go to work from there. I'd get some better coaches, if need be, to work with him and try to rein him in a little bit. But I've seen this guy be incredibly tough to stop. Not often, but I've seen it, so I know it's there. They just got to bring it out of him more often. So that's my thing on Justin Fields, but it's probably not a great look to unfollow your employer.
I mean, if I unfollowed 97.3 The Fan SD, I think maybe one or two people would ask a question if they knew. But who are the losers that are checking out if Justin Fields is just following his team?
The same losers that are in the comments saying whatever they're saying.
Oh, is this why you unfollowed your team?
I think you are opening yourself up a question, which is why I say don't follow him from the beginning.
Just don't even go on social media.
Then you don't have to worry about it. It's easy for you to say, Scraby. You say it every day and you're on it every minute.
On vacation, I can put away X.
Here's
on vacation.
If you won't Justin be able Fields to. Is telling us that the Bears are the only team he follows, so that way he doesn't see any football on his feed, cool. I can get down.
So he's not going to hear. He's not going to see any college football. He's not going to see any of the other NFL teams.
I think what he said. He doesn't want to see his name in the trade rumors. Been the talk of really the NFL. There's no more games, so they're talking about the draft, which has everything to do with him.
Yeah,
so I get why he's like, I don't want to see it. But your question is, should you expect questions when you unfollow your team? Absolutely. And you know, I would advise. You can be in the know on everything your team is doing, but you don't have to follow. And that way, if you're feeling some type of way, having a bad day, or you actually don't want to play for that team anymore, you don't have to answer these questions.
You guys actually made a mistake, and you followed Adam Klug after like 4 years of working with him.
I know.
So now you can't unfollow him, or else I will be checking every single day.
I have no issues with unfollowing Adam and him knowing it.
I don't need to follow Adam Klug. I did so, but I mean, he kind of gets in touch with me about 12 times a day to begin with. So.
I do appreciate
really
that.
Matter a lot.
Adam has worked here for over 5 years, and you guys just followed him like a month ago.
Because it's fair to say that, but I only follow somebody when their name like pops up in front of me and I click the follow button.
I'm 100% with
I
that.
Never look around for anyone.
I didn't even know Adam was following me until you said that.
We actually were talking about this like a month ago, and I never brought it up because it never was the right time, but You guys are mean.
Number two. Wait,
did we really just start following this?
Like recently. Like Adam came in and was like, you want to hear something funny? And I was like, what? He was like, I've been following Tony for like 5 years and he just followed me back. Or he doesn't follow me and Chris just followed me type
I promise
of thing.
I didn't know.
All right. How much money does Caitlin Clark make? Well, she makes more than some NBA players and currently ranks 40th among the top 100 NIL personalities with an annual valuation of around $818,000, making her the fourth richest women's college basketball player. These figures actually place her ahead of some well-known NBA players in terms of NIL earnings, such as Jordan Miller of the Clippers and Minnesota's Jalen Clark. So, Tony, do you think NBA players should make...
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The Odyssey app lets you jump back to the moments you missed on 97.3 The Fan. While you're listening to 97.3 The Fan, you can see what you missed and click to listen on demand. Missed a guest, feature, or if something crazy that happened from earlier, we've got you covered. Oh. Download the free Odyssey app, search 97.3 The Fan, and tap earlier today to get started. I also put some really thoughtful captions on our chapters as well, so you can go over and see that.
Number five.
Let's start with you, Darvish, and something I saw online earlier. I was looking for some Big Five stuff this morning, and in my searching, I saw this title from a Dodgers fan website, and the title of the article was this. Quote, "You Darvish's comments already prove the Dodgers are in the Padres' heads." End quote. So naturally, I clicked on it to see what was written, see what you said to get into the Dodgers to get in his head. And then I had to click on another news source because the Dodgers site didn't really give me anything. But I found this quote on the other news source. Quote, "Things are getting even..." This is you, Darvish. "Things are getting even more exciting with the Dodgers signing of Ohtani and Yamamoto. We want to outperform them as much as possible." End quote. Chris, do you think...
Was this a Dodger fan that had the original quote that got you looking at this article?
It was a Dodgers fan website.
Website, okay.
Chris, do you think this signals the Dodgers being in the Padres' heads?
Scared to death. I mean, you Darvish didn't say anything like that. He just said that it's interesting that Yamamoto and Ohtani may play in the games in Korea.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with the Dodgers being in the Padres' head? The reason the Dodgers would be in the Padres' head is not because of anything Darvish said. The reason they might be in their head is because they've won about 90% of the regular season games over the last 3 years. You know, yeah. Padres got that playoff, and we all love and cherish it. But, yeah, they might be in their heads a little just because they've beaten them so often. I mean, that I think that would be natural. I don't think there's any... You know, of course, a Dodger fan's going to make a big deal out of it.
But. I was about to say, I mean, they're going to say, you could say the sky is blue, and they'd be like, ah, the Dodgers are in your head.
You're thinking Dodgers, about blue.
There's the Dodger blue up there.
Yeah, I mean, these are Dodger fans' websites. Why do you go to these things?
Yeah, why are you on this?
Get out of there.
I'm telling you, when I go through my news on my phone, it always pops up with something like that, like... Just stupid stuff on my Google News.
Yeah. Well, you just said it was stupid, so move on from it.
Jeez.
And away from it.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
I think the Dodgers are in your head, Chris, because you're very angry about that.
Fair point.
All right.
I'm feeling rather blue today.
Okay.
Oh, the Dodgers are in your head.
Yes, they are. Damn right.
Number four.
At least we don't have to wear those baseball pants. That's all I care
about. The sheer pants?
Yes, I also got a text message from someone. It's becoming hilarious how many people are making fun of these pants. All right, Diamondbacks, they just went to the World Series. Ken Kendrick, their owner, is now putting down the gauntlet to the city of Phoenix. Here is Ken Kendrick talking about the future of the Diamondbacks in Arizona.
Well, We aren't having those conversations. There are opportunities available. You know, there are other cities that would covet having Major League Baseball. I mean, it's not like I'm, you know, speaking out of school to say that. And those names are prominent cities that would love to have a Major League team. We're not in dialogue with those communities, but yeah, we are aware of what is going on. There is likely to be in time an expansion of our sport to a couple of additional cities. Cities are letting MLB know their interest. Their interest in getting a team is specific. They would be happy with a brand new franchise, but they would certainly be very happy, you know, with frankly a successful existing franchise. It's not where we are spending time or energy.
All right, I've heard enough of Ken Kendrick. By the way, if you were to say, what does an MLB owner look like? It's Ken Kendrick. Just look up a picture of him. Every owner looks like that. Also, except for the Padres owner, because he doesn't. No, honestly, he doesn't. But the X account for the Diamondbacks is also one of the most high school things I've ever seen. It's at @PHNX_DBacks. Like, come on, people. Get a real account. All right. So with that all said,
I hung up on their account name.
Tony, is this, what's the word I'm looking for? Are these shakedown attempts going to work for these teams?
This is a negotiation, and this is, you know, par for the course. This is, it's funny, right? Because they were asking for, Mr. Kendrick was asking for a stadium last year. Like,
they just got a stadium like 20 years ago, right?
It's been a little longer than 20.
I'm going to look it up. Chase Field?
No, it's about 20. You're about right. All right, a little over 20. Either way, according to him, the stadium is not up to par. And I will say, they used to have this kind of cool scoreboard thing that was up in the right left field corner. Okay. They completely don't even use that anymore. Like, it's just up there. Some of the light bulbs work, some of them don't.
1998.
And you would think that getting to a World Series may, you know, that usually was like plan A. Get to a World Series if you want a stadium. But it doesn't seem like that is moving in that direction at all right now in Arizona. And it brings up an interesting case for Major League Baseball. They want to expand two teams, but Arizona moving to one of those cities isn't expansion, it's just a relocation. So now, if they were to move out of Arizona, are you putting another team back there? Are you going to one of the many cities? I know Salt Lake City is building a nice facility. They want to bring a baseball team there. I think Major League Baseball is going to have some decisions to make here. Not even discounting the A's situation that is not even fully clear yet. But I think this is par for the course, man. What was your actual question?
Are these shakedown attempts going to work?
I don't know. In today's climate, they may not.
Yeah. Matt says that it's a dump. I've never been there, so I don't
know.
It's
not the...
Really?
Matt, I didn't want to say it, but Matt's already said it for me.
Wow.
It's not...
State of the art.
No. It's not even whatever below state of the art is.
Take care of your stadium
has had issues for a while, not just from a viewing standpoint. They had so many issues with the grass from the time they built that stadium, which is why 2 years ago they finally decided to move to the synthetic stuff. And I don't know, I can see why people call it a dump.
Chris,
I enjoyed playing baseball in that stadium,
though. Well, you also played when it was new. I guess 26 years is a long time for a stadium, but not long.
It wasn't brand new when I was playing in it.
2008?
2010? 2011? 2012?
No, it was only 13? Like 13, 14 years
14?
Old. 14? All right, jeez. I called Tony old and he didn't like it. Chris, are these shakedown attempts by owners going to work?
I'm going to call Ken Kendrick old. He's 80 years old. So if you're the Phoenix area and you don't like his, quote, shakedown attempt, be patient.
Did that just happen? Did that just happen?
Be patient. All right. Look, it's easy for me to say this because it's not my city, but it bothers me when a billionaire starts claiming that he can't, you know, afford a new stadium.
Can't you put like a different person out front to say this stuff for you?
Right. It just doesn't look good.
It doesn't.
It just doesn't. He's a billionaire. He's, you know, been owner of the managing general partner of the team for 20 years. Sure, he's made more money than he'll ever know what to do with or ever need at this point of his life. So
I will give them.
I'm not a big fan of these shakedown attempts, but I do think that Tony's right. There's a negotiation that has to take place, and this is part of it.
I guess I have a solution for them. They could take all the money that they make on the beer sales that they extended and put that back into stadium improvements. So there you go. They were one of those teams, Chris.
Number three.
Let's go to football for a second. Let's talk about Justin Fields and his future, because he did the whole thing where he unfollows the team he plays for on Instagram. And then when Fields was broached about the subject, he initially responded with a joke. He said, "Why do people take social media so serious?" But then he ended up going on and saying, quote, "I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollowed the Bears and the NFL. I'm not trying, just trying to have football on my timeline. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to see no football."
I heard
end
that.
Quote. So, Chris, you are up on this one. As an athlete, does unfollowing your employer open you up to questions?
I guess it does, because you're asking the question.
So. I think it's a pretty simple thing for these guys. You unfollow your employer. Going on?
I don't really know why you would do it. There's really no need. You can still follow them and just not look at all this stuff. It's a much easier way to do it. It doesn't open you up to as much scrutiny. I just think the Bears are making a big mistake if that's what they want to do. I would keep this guy, and I would trade down, and I would get Marvin Harrison, and I'd go to work from there. I'd get some better coaches, if need be, to work with him and try to rein him in a little bit. But I've seen this guy be incredibly tough to stop. Not often, but I've seen it, so I know it's there. They just got to bring it out of him more often. So that's my thing on Justin Fields. But it's probably not a great look to unfollow your employer.
I mean, if I unfollowed 97.3 The Fan SD, I think maybe one or two people would ask a question if they knew. But who are the losers that are checking out if Justin Fields is following his team?
The same losers that are in the comments saying whatever they're saying.
Oh, is this why you unfollowed your team?
I think you are opening yourself up a question, which is why I say don't follow him from the beginning.
Just don't even go on social media.
Then you don't have to worry about it. It's easy for you to say, Scraby.
You say it every day, and you're on it every minute.
On vacation, I can put away X. Here's on vacation.
If
you
won't Justin be able Fields to. Is telling us that the Bears are the only team he follows, so that way he doesn't see any football on his feed. Cool. I can get down.
So he's not going to hear. He's not going to see any college football. He's not going to see any of the other NFL teams.
I think what he said. He don't want to see his name in the trade rumors. Been the talk of really the NFL. There's no more games, so they're talking about the draft, which has everything to do with him.
Yeah,
so I get why he's like, I don't want to see it. But your question is, should you expect questions when you unfollow your team? Absolutely. And you know, I would advise. You can be in the know on everything your team is doing, but you don't have to follow. And that way, if you feel in some type of way, having a bad day, or you actually don't want to play for that team anymore, you don't have to answer these questions.
You guys actually made a mistake, and you followed Adam Klug after like 4 years of working with him.
I know.
So now you can't unfollow him, or else I will be checking every single day.
I have no issues with unfollowing Adam and him knowing it.
I don't need to follow Adam Klug. I did so, but I mean, he kind of gets in touch with me about 12 times a day to begin with. So.
I do appreciate
really
that.
Matter a lot.
Adam has worked here for over 5 years, and you guys just followed him like a month ago.
Because it's a little fair to say that, but I only follow somebody when their name like pops up in front of me and I click the follow button.
I'm 100% with
I
that.
Never look around for anyone.
I didn't even know Adam was following me until you said that.
We actually were talking about this like a month ago, and I never brought it up because it never was the right time, but you guys are mean.
Number two. Wait,
did we really just start following this?
Like recently. Like Adam came in and was like, "You want to hear something funny?" And I was like, "What?" He's like, "I've been following Tony for like 5 years, and he just followed me back. Or he doesn't follow me, and Chris just followed me."
I promise I didn't know.
All right, how much money does Caitlin Clark make? Well, she makes more than some NBA players and currently ranks 40th among the top 100 NIL personalities with an annual valuation of around $818,000, making her the fourth richest women's college basketball player. These figures actually place her ahead of some well-known NBA players in terms of NIL earnings, such as Jordan Miller of the Clippers and Minnesota's Jalen Clark. So, Tony, do you think NBA players should make more than NIL athletes?
Yes. I don't know. Depends on, I guess, the athlete. and the name and likeness that we're talking about. I just see that Adam Silver, you know, they have the Ignite team that really, prior to the NIL thing that came out, what, last year, was kind of the NBA's version of that. They're talking about disbanding that now because the kids they were getting for that Ignite team probably are more likely to go to college now because the NIL is so lucrative. And so I think the pros ultimately should be paid more, but the difference here is those student athletes are being paid for their name and likeness. The pros are being paid for their production and what they're bringing on the actual court. So if we're talking the actual game itself, yes, the pros should be paid more, but that's not what NIL is.
Chris?
Caitlin Clark's a one of a kind, so yeah. I don't know that she applies to too many discussions, but in this case, go girl, get what you can. She's doing a lot for a lot of other young women,
she
too.
Is.
So,
still can't believe what you said about Ken Kendrick. Oof.
That was a little harsh.
We don't need to do number one. It was about the uniforms. We've already talked about Major League Baseball uniforms. They don't look good, and if you want, just go look up Shohei Ohtani and his picture, and you'll see why. All right, when we get back.
Don't look too wide open.
Yes,
wide
please. When we get back, the top news stories of the day on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.